senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Crab diving live, streaming at you from a tiny island in Pensacola, Florida. We are surrounded by water. It's floody as fuck.
Nine!
But we are, the compound here is up on a rise.
Cannot see swim.
So us and our immediate neighbors are okay, usually. Even the neighbors don't flood, right?
Right.
No, but the streets do and get closed.
Oh, yeah. We can't figure that out.
We had a nice tornado warning earlier, too.
Yes. But we didn't get one.
I don't know. Yeah. We didn't get one.
Right.
But
somebody
I don't
did.
Know if someone a little farther on the east got one.
How does Jesus dole out the natural disasters? They're like, you get a tornado, but not you guys. You know what I mean? How does that work?
He counts how much butt sex is going on.
Oh, no, geez. It's contingent upon anal.
Thanks for joining us. It's a whole lot of news. Welcome back, Ryan.
Oh, thank you very much. I was in Chicago. Scary, scary Chicago with healthcare. Transportation.
Oh, and all those rampaging black people, Ryan.
Yes, yes. You know what? It's weird. I walked through that very scary city. It's all these little pussy-ass GOP motherfuckers. They say such shit about Chicago. It is safer than Pensacola, Florida.
I love Chicago.
Why? Why is it safer? Because there aren't any cops up there.
Well, and there are parts where... it's extraordinarily high crime areas.
Yes.
Let's talk about redlining. Let's talk about the usual racist institutional governmental bullshit that's been going on for forever.
I saw a cop helping someone in Chicago.
Come on.
No, really. Someone should tell these other fucking fascist pig fucks in Florida that if you want to, when you're not busy arresting people for a marijuana vape pen, My friend got arrested in Alabama for having a vape pen in her car. I mean, which is wild because in Chicago, that is totally legal. But in Alabama, you could go to jail for that. How is that fair? How is it reasonable in this fucking country that you could do something in one place and it's legal? And it's whatever. No one gives a fuck.
I'll bet you can fuck your first cousin in Alabama, though.
Huh?
I'll bet you can fuck your first cousin in Alabama.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. But you can't get an abortion if that cousin gets you or them pregnant. You know what I mean? You can't get that. You have to have
You're rich and white.
Oh, yes. You have to have your little incest baby.
And especially if little Mary Princess's impregnator is darker than white. Take him to your country club doctor friend. Who'll be like, oh, we'll get that right out of there for you. Don't worry about it.
You know,
we ain't gonna tell nobody.
I was at this Mediterranean restaurant in Chicago, and I overheard these two dudes. It was obviously a first date, but this is a tiny restaurant, and I couldn't help but overhear part of their conversation. And then the guy says, "Well, you know," and of course, I'm not a Trump supporter. And the guy was like, "Oh God, no, me neither." That's how most of the world thinks. That's how most of the world thinks.
You'll never hear that conversation.
But if you
hear, because it's dangerous.
Fascist, fucking, boot licking, Nazi Trump fucks listening to this in the South, know that you are the weird people and you're the problem.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah,
and thanks for downloading.
Drive
thanks,
off a fucking cliff.
Thanks for buying shit from our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yes. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a week commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Yay.
Just helps us out with some Bezos cash. And still on X. Oh, another weather alert just popped up.
Yeah. You know what I could do in Chicago? I could take the train from one side of the city all the way to the airport on the opposite side. For $2.50 motherfucking cents.
I do miss, it's been a long time because L.A. had just cock shit for public transportation like that.
That's true.
But I do miss like real public transportation. Although it's better in K-Town, Koreatown, because we were near the red line there. Yeah.
But let's just talk. Let's just trash. I want to trash you south for a little bit because being in Chicago just fucking infuriated me because I was looking at all the infrastructural wonders that you can have in a place that is not ran by these fucking ham-fisted KKK sucking cop fucking sucking Republican fucks. You could have, it's like that city is beautiful. That is a beautiful fucking city.
Yay.
Yes, absolutely. All the yays. But all the boos for this fucking place. Our fucking street flooded today because it rained a little bit. My God. My God, the South. What in the fuck? I see all of you.
Well, do recall LA in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But you know, people talk about those LA cops and Chicago cops being pains in the ass. It's nothing compared to people in the South. It is nothing compared to this fucking draconian shithole. God. All I'm saying is I walked around this city that was reasonable for a little while, and I was like, what in the fuck is happening down there?
Did you stand in front of Trump Tower and give it the finger?
Yes, I absolutely did. I forgot all about that. Yes, I did that and took pictures of the whole fucking thing. I took pictures of that Trump fuck's name. My God, take it down. Take it down.
Did you have to wait in line to stand there and give the finger with everybody else that was walking by?
No, but I did it. And no one, we flipped off this fucking place and nobody cared. No, everybody looked at us like, oh, yes, of course. We flip it off, too. We don't like this fucking fascist. I mean, it's the other. I'm just saying that I think in the South, you start thinking like, everybody hates wearing a mask. Everybody behaved like they did during the pandemic, like fucking shitbags. Little spreader fucking shitbags. Everybody acts like this, and they don't. It's just down here in this shitbag region that you can't even teach that slavery was bad. And you can't even say gay in the schools. It's crazy.
You can again. A judge overturned that.
Oh, thank you, judge. Whoever did that. Wow, how did you manage to come? How did we have a judicial person in this country come to a reasonable fucking decision?
In Florida.
It's Florida, Arizona can fuck off too. It's insane. It's crazy. If you have a link card in Chicago, you can get into the Art Institute for fucking free. There's all kinds of shit you can do. There's all kinds of stuff. And it's like barely realized socialism too. That city is very socialist, but it's just starting. It's already so much better. But we have to vote for the little orange fuck daddy and be little fucking bootlickers for the fucking cops down here because we're so fucking stupid. Ugh, shame. God, our rapist fucking representative too. Fuck him. Okay. I just. It's a great city, though. It's a great city, but it should be like that here, right?
Yes.
I'm saying even with the weather fucking sucked part of it. Like, I nearly caught frostbite walking around that city the first night, and I was like, it's better than Florida!
Lawsuit settlement over Florida's Don't Say Gay statute announced Monday affirms... Was it this Monday? No, that was like a month... Wait a minute. Let's see. Affirmed that teachers and students can discuss LGBTQ+ issues and have access to related library books, largely canceling many of the impacts of the signature legislation from Governor Ron DeSantis. Remember him? he, by the way, you hear nothing about him now.
How about that?
That's, yeah, I hear it, right?
Yeah, well, I don't hear shit.
What news do we hear from DeRacist, except every once in a while he signs something heinous?
Yeah, hey, Puddin' Fingers, what's you up to? You find some spoons? Listen to that, though. That's a victory in Florida. We can say gay again!
Under the terms of the settlement, the law itself remains in place, but the state must clarify that it restricts only classroom instruction on particular subjects, sexual orientation and gender identity, but does not restrict the mere discussion of them. The law also cannot be applied to library books, a number of which had been banned. So, you could say... You could talk about, as a teacher, you could talk about your partner, your same-sex partner, without being thrown in jail.
How nice. How nice of us in Florida to allow someone that liberty, I guess.
I don't think this is the one I'm talking about, though.
Good job, Florida.
There was a judge, I think it was more recent, there was a judge that said, that was like, the First Amendment, or Florida has a First Amendment problem, I think that was the quote.
Oh, yeah, right, because you couldn't say the word gay in school or something. My God. I'm glad they fixed that, I guess, you know.
Oh, here we go. Federal judge yesterday, the days just fly and bleed together.
Yeah.
A federal judge on Tuesday blocked Florida education officials from enforcing a law requiring a transgender teacher to use pronouns that align with her sex assigned at birth. In other words, it's a male to female transition.
Yes.
And they demanded that she be called Mr. So-and-so.
It's insane.
And called he.
So is that fixed now in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, wow. What a victory. What a victory. We're allowing someone to be referred to by the pronoun of which they prefer. How nice.
The 2023 law restricts educators' use of personal pronouns and titles in schools. Violations of the law, one of a number of measures backed by the Republican-controlled legislature. Well, fucking duh. And Governor Ron DeSantis targeting the LGBTQ community over the past few years can result in teachers being stripped of certifications and hefty financial penalties for school districts.
Imagine that. You spend all that money and time trying to be a teacher. Then you're like, oh, my partner, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, give me your certificate. Get out of here.
Plaintiffs Katie Wood, a transgender Hillsborough County teacher, and A.V. Schwandes, a non-binary teacher fired. Yes. Oh, God, that must drive them crazy. A non-binary teacher fired last year by Florida Virtual School. Sought preliminary injunctions as part of a lawsuit challenging the restrictions. The challenge alleged that the law violates the teacher's First Amendment rights and runs afoul of federal civil rights law. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker issued a preliminary injunction yesterday that blocked enforcement of the law against Wood, but the injunction does not apply statewide.
Oh, my God.
The decision also denied a preliminary injunction sought by Schwandes.
Listen to what you have to do to be called the pronoun you want to in this dumbass fucking state of ours. What in the shit? Bring the sharks. Bring the sharks, please. Have them eat us all. We're stupid.
Let's see. Walker's order said that it has something to do with the relying in part on court rulings in a challenge to a Florida law aimed at restricting children from attending drag shows. The judge also said the injunction would apply only to this case, not statewide. Last year, a different judge blocked the drag show law statewide, finding that I've got treats in my pocket. She's losing her fucking mind. Blocked the 2023 drag show statewide. State law is statewide, and finding it violated First Amendment rights. An appeals court rejected the DeSantis administration's request to lift the injunction, and the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the injunction to remain in place. The lawsuit was filed by an Orlando restaurant known as Hamburger Mary's, where they wanted to have a drag show.
There's a Hamburger Mary in L.A. Mm-hmm. They have drag shows there and comedy shows and the whole bit. You know, so now people can go to drag shows. Is that the point of this? They reverse that? kids can go.
Well, no, that's still being
litigated. How dumb.
But right. The injunction is lifted. The injunction is in place, I mean.
Listen,
they can't enforce it.
Yeah. We got injunctions, we're litigating, we're lifting restrictions, we're putting on restrictions. We're caring about where people are going to pee, and yet the ocean is coming in and slowly overtaking the land that is Florida. But here we are. My kid might have to listen to, I don't know, a guy in a dress read To Kill a Fucking Mockingbird, and we're losing our minds.
Well, there's other problems with that one.
I swear to fucking God.
There's other problems with that story.
Let me ask you something. Do you think, let's say this teacher that was fired or whatever, punished because they wanted to use them instead of him or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Now they get their job back, correct?
Yeah.
Do they get their back pay? Do they get to sue for emotional damages and heartache and stress? I mean, to me, it's not enough to get it back. You need to get it back, and you need a pound of flesh from this fucking state. I mean, you know,
taxpayer flesh, but that's the problem.
Whatever
is that? That's why this qualified immunity shit and judicial immunity we need to start taking a look at, because some of these corrupt as fuck assholes need to be held civilly liable or criminally liable for what they do.
You know why we should do that is because, God, I listened to this Keith Olbermann that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. He was like, Trump wants to indemnify the cops or something
Yeah.
That's why you need to do what you're saying, because the other side wants to make them brown shirt Nazi fucks.
Oh, yeah. He wants to federalize them.
I mean, it's right. Crazy. The wave of fascism that is coming, that could come toward us, should be making us shit our pants.
Yeah, a lot of blue wet spots after Trump said that.
I mean, my God, I don't know. They should get more than just their right to teach back. They need money from the state. They need to be able to sue somebody for what they were put
through.
Well,
that's why it's a good thing that these defamation cases have been going and pummeling these assholes, including Trump and Rudy.
Right. Absolutely.
Decimate them financially.
There must be... I mean, I have so many thoughts.
Can we get to the headlines?
Oh, please. Yes.
Commie Pinko liberal.
I
feel a sneeze coming on.
But while you're sneezing, what do you think is more dangerous? Going to a drag? Would you rather take your kid to a drag show or a Trump rally? Quickly answer.
Oh my God.
Of course.
How dare you even suggest that as a choice?
Those rallies are dangerous, man. Not drag shows.
The odds of the kids getting diddled.
I mean,
infinitely higher at a MAGA event than at a drag event.
Well, of course, I didn't think about that. I was just like, shot. How many guns are at those events? I mean,
headline at the HuffPo: Trump keeps twisting on abortion. This is quite amazing. He is really just keep going. Let him keep going.
Oh,
he's just rat fucking himself by trying to both sides it, an issue that cannot be both sides.
Let me ask you something. Do you think Trump's subtext right now is that he's losing his mind at this trial's about to start?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
That's
what's going on?
A big part of it, sure.
Yeah, good.
This is the first actual criminal trial that's going to happen.
Of a former president,
don't forget, we got a couple days left. He might try something, some kind of Hail Mary bullshit.
My God. Is this...
I hope that judge has security.
Is that Angeron? Who's it?
Oh,
I know who it is. God damn it.
Hispanic name, which makes it worse for Trump.
Yeah, I want him to do
that. I'll get to this. We got the story coming up. Donald Trump told reporters today that he won't sign a national abortion ban if elected in November, but cleared up nothing about whether he or his appointees would implement some kind of backdoor ban.
Ooh, yeah, it's a backdoor ban. You know what? I wish Trump's mom would have aborted him. He sucked his ass right out of her uterus. We wouldn't be... Well, I don't know what news stories we'd be doing now.
When asked in a press gaggle in Georgia if he would sign a federal abortion ban, he responded, no.
Eee.
The presumptive GOP presidential nominee has been intentionally vague about his stance on abortion since it became apparent the topic is a losing issue for Republicans.
Yes, he's waiting on someone to empty that diaper.
See, again, he doesn't care.
He didn't give
because
a fuck.
He knows that he and his kind will always, always, always be able to get an abortion.
Here's what he cares about. He's scared that he's never going to be allowed to have sex with Ivanka and that he's going to die in jail. That's what he's scared about.
He has a long history of anti-abortion policy. Not from when before he was president. And continues to align himself with some of the most extreme players in the anti-choice movement. Many of whom would be part of his administration if reelected. Well, right. He's sucking up to the crazies because that's getting to be all that's who's left.
Yeah. The troglodytes, the lunatics, the trolls under the bridge, the orcs, the Nazis.
Although he said he wouldn't sign a federal ban if Congress sent him one, he did not mention anything of, oh, this fucking Comstock Act. The Comstock Act, the 151-year-old law, because why shouldn't we just stick with the laws?
what year is it from?
We're 151 years old.
What year is it from? I can't do that math.
1870s?
Did we just get done with the Civil War? Did we have penicillin yet?
No.
Fuck that. I want a new law. Anything that came before the advent of penicillin, who gives a shit?
God, I don't think.
1870.
Right.
We didn't have shit in 1870. Oh, I have syphilis. Put a leech in your asshole. That's 1870.
Right. No, it was 50 years before we'd get penicillin.
50 years before we get penicillin. And here's Arizona in 2024 going forward this thing in 1870.
So, that's a different thing. That's an Arizona law that was old. This is the Comstock Act, which is a federal law.
What a nightmare that I'm getting these mixed up.
But same time period, which actually I think Arizona's was earlier, 64. So that's during the Civil War, right?
During the Civil War.
Wasn't it?
Atlanta was burning when this shit was written. Sherman was burning the living shit out of the South. Reminding people here in the South that we lost. And if you're confused about that, the South was burned to the fucking ground. That's how bad they lost.
The Comstock Act is a 151-year-old law criminalizing sending, quote, obscene materials in the mail.
Ooh.
Which Trump could use to try to enforce some kind of backdoor national abortion ban. Yes. Many of his current allies have laid out a policy agenda that includes revoking the FDA approval of mifepristone.
Yes.
One of two drugs used in medication abortion that could be received through the mail, and reviving the Comstock Act if he takes office January.
I have a question. And maybe it's relevant, maybe it's not. When was the FDA created then? Was it?
I don't know. I want to say World War II-ish around there, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Could be wrong.
Well, after. I mean, is it weird that the FDA, an organization created long after the Civil War, correct? I mean, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, much longer, much earlier than I thought. 1906.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What did it do? I mean, didn't Coca-Cola have straight up cocaine in it? Back then, I mean, what did they do? Doctors were telling us to smoke back then and shit. The FDA. This is stupid.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, I guess.
Shit.
Goddamn. Trump is also waddling around crowing at all of his events about being the guy that overturned Roe versus Wade.
Right, right. Yeah. But does he know? Sometimes he talks. Now, and I'm not saying that. I mean, that fucking pudgy ass fucking. I mean, his skin looks like shit. That sickly little fascist Nazi fuck has missed a step. Has lost a step, I guess say. Because maybe he's crowing about that. But by the time he's done with the sentence, it sounds something like Lally Bibi
Babby.
Yeah, yeah. He needs to be rebooted right up his ass.
The
too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Was that a pro-choice statement he was making?
I don't remember.
George, what did you mean by that?
I don't remember.
Too many good docs.
Who cares?
Break their love. I mean, it's almost benign.
I gotta find that other one.
It's benign sense. Fool me once.
That's the one where he gets mad because he forgets the... Here it is. Oh, well, here's this other one. Oh, come on.
Is W campaigning for Trump?
And to the C students.
That's really loud. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where's the...
Why doesn't Trump do a fundraiser, get some of the old Republican presidents out, like W, who else could go? Reagan. Where is he? He's dead.
Here we go.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
You know, man, that, George, that is chilling, listening to that now. It's very chilling. All kinds of people can be president.
Well, good thing Trump wasn't a C student. He was the valedictorian, right? That nobody heard of. He's listed nowhere.
There's no report card even. This guy...
No, they buried it. Didn't Cohen talk about that? Where, like, he was the guy that contacted these universities and threatened them with tens of millions of dollars of litigation if they released anything of his transcripts.
You know, Trump started this whole final leg, this really fascist leg of his political career way before the 90s. But this last bit was started on the fact that Barack Obama is black and wears his birth certificate. He won't even show us his fucking report cards. You're like, that guy's black. Let me see his birth certificate. So stupid. My God.
So anyway, Trump flip-flopping as unlikely literally. As that is. Yeah.
Literally. He can't
usually it's just
flop.
His moves.
Oh, yeah.
He says he won't sign a national abortion ban.
You don't sign shit. I watched you sign. We did a story on this. We watched you go into a room. Everyone was in the room with you. There were mountains of pens everywhere. One big fucking thing you had to sign.
Oh, is that when Pence had to chase after him?
Yes, he sat down, talked about probably how he wanted to rape somebody, and then waddled out, and Pence was like, Mr. President, let me suck your dick and sign this. You forgot to sign it.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Let's
check out what's going on over there.
Dumbasses.
Oh, what we were talking about earlier. Arizona abortion law returns to 1864.
Do you like that, Matt Drudge, or do you not like that? Which does he
of course
like?
It not required. What does this mean?
Oh, it means we're going to go back to a time when women are being, not like they aren't now, but, you know, you used to have to wear corsets. But now you don't have to. You can just go back to the 1800s without a corset, maybe.
This is Washington Post. Oh, by Dan Balls.
Balls.
B-A-L-Z. Hmm. It took little more than a day for Trump's political gambit on abortion to come undone. On Monday, the former president declined to support any new national law setting limits on abortion, going against the views of many abortion opponents in his Republican Party. Trump was looking for a way to neutralize or at least muddy a galvanizing issue that has fueled Democratic victories for 2 years. He hoped to keep mostly it out of the conversation ahead of the November elections. But on Tuesday, the Arizona Supreme Court showed just how difficult it will be to do that. The court resurrected a law from 1864.
God. Who are these judges on these Arizona Supreme? Who are these people?
That bans nearly all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Note. Rape, incest.
Right, but
no exception.
Right, but that's not even true, though. That's not even true because don't they have to wait until someone goes into septic shock or some shit like that?
I mean, they have to literally be, like, going to die.
Insane. There's no exceptions.
The law imposes penalties on abortion providers. Trump had said, let the states handle it. Let the states decide.
But he also said back in the day to Chris Matthews says, do you think there should be punishments? Do you think these doctors should be punished?
Oh, right, right.
He said, yes.
Well, yeah.
And what about the women? There should be something. Yes. That's what he said. That's who he is. That's what he's going to do. I'm confused by this, Donald. Why don't you tell your maggot horde that, yes, you're gonna sign that ban. They can jack off all over the place.
The thing is, he's talking about signing a 15-week. Didn't he say 15, 16-week?
Yeah.
Because it's for... That would stop all these states that have basically banned it. But then they would have to allow it up to 15 weeks.
But also, you said a number. And when Trump says when he says numbers, he lies. He's lying when he says numbers. So 15, 69, 42, 2, he doesn't fucking know. It don't matter.
Politically, Republicans have paid a high price time after time in red states and blue states alike. In both votes to install abortion rights into state constitutions and political campaigns waged around the issue of freedom of choice, Democrats have consistently won, often by significant margins.
Yeah. What's wrong with this Arizona Supreme Court then, though? Why did they... Let me ask you something. Who gave them the idea to go back and find that law from the 1860s to use when they were just now not a part of Mexico or whatever? Who found that?
Some conservative assholes stuck together pages of antebellum laws.
Who would antebellum laws? Who would even think to go back to that point? It was bad. Think about something. If you had a time machine,
right?
Unless you're mentally ill, would you go back to 1864 and anywhere on this planet? Fuck no. No fucking way. Are you crazy? Why would you want a law from the 1860s? You need a fucking service animal or something. You shitbags.
Over the years, Trump has tried to have it all in the ways have it all ways on the issue. In a 1999 interview on Meet the Press, he said, "I'm very pro-choice. I hate the concept of abortion. I just believe in choice."
You dumb shit.
I hated all the abortions I paid for.
Yeah, you know what? I feel bad. I feel bad for the guy changing your diaper. He don't get a choice.
By 2011, when he was thinking of running for president and was looking at the Republican Party,
ew,
he told the CPAC, "I'm pro-life." When he ran, and here's what you said. When he ran for president, first time 2016, he was asked by Chris Matthews, then of MSNBC, whether there should be punishment for abortion. There has to be some form of punishment, he said. For the woman, Matthews asked. Trump responded, yeah, there has to be some form.
Didn't he say also that traitors should be shot or hung or something like that at some point?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
But now they go, then this goes on. Where am I reading from? Is this the WAPO? Yeah. Goes on to talk about how Trump is, you know, basically saving his own ass.
Yeah.
But the only way to save his own ass is to win the presidency.
No, he's right. That is a good plan for him, because if he wins, none of this shit matters. None of this shit matters. And I guarantee you, all these judges that gave him guilty verdicts, I'd pack a bag. I'd pack a fucking bag. And I'd head for Z Hills.
His announcement Monday split the right. Many Republicans fell in line behind him, as they always do.
Nine!
But not everyone. His former vice president, Mike Pence.
Still nine!
One of the strongest opponents of abortion in the country called it a slap in the face. To those who have long fought, like mother slaps me.
Put the news
to those
my
who
niche.
Have long fought to restrict abortion and who favor a national law. Slap in the face.
It's weird to think that all those January 6th rioters were, excuse me, tourists Are they pro-life, do you think?
In theory.
Yeah, it is in theory, because I don't know a lot of people that are for life that would also, you know, put together a gallows with an extension cord. As
right,
it is.
Right. not thinking it's a great move on Trump's part, Lindsey Graham.
Nine!
Pries his lips off of Trump's taint for a half of a second. Said Trump made a mistake in suggesting that abortion restrictions should be determined by the states.
Yes.
So Lindsey Graham wants a national ban.
Hey.
Trump fired back at Graham as misguided, arguing that by opposing Trump's position, he was putting Republican candidates at risk. Trump said many good Republicans lost elections because of this issue, and people like Lindsey Graham that are unrelenting are handing Democrats their dream of the House, Senate, and perhaps even the presidency. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that. Trump suggesting he might lose because...
Lindsey?
He's going to look for someone to blame.
Hey, Lindsey, don't flatter yourself. The minuscule ways in which you're standing up to this Nazi will not fucking matter. Please, go put Putin's penis back in your mouth, you cock holster.
So there you go. Republican states marching back to the 19th century.
Can you imagine Lindsey Graham says Trump made a mistake? And what are we supposed to do? Clap for him at this point? Are you going to jail for something? Didn't you do something illegal, Lindsey, with the election in Georgia? Didn't you put pressure on people?
Yeah, I don't know if he was ever indicted, though.
He was mentioned, though, in those indictments.
Possibly, yeah.
God, what is it? I just don't understand Lindsey Graham. It's nice that he's saying Trump is wrong about this abortion shit, I guess. But, like, what's the point of that? What is he trying? What kind of change is he trying to effect? Do you want us to not vote for him?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe Lindsey's had enough, and he thinks if he keeps fighting with Trump, it'll keep him, help him stop him from winning.
This party has to go because...
Because then he'll lose the evangelicals who, you know, are just worried about the babies.
Let me talk to these moderate Democrats that think that they live in some weird land where these Republicans can be changed or work with. Chuck, Joe, you know who you are. These people will keep bringing back Nazis. That's why you have to beat these Republicans back into the woods from which they came. That party is poison. They're always going to find a Nazi.
$25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. Their new four-pack dish towels, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillow with all new Giza fabric is just $25.
Promo code Trump.
Nice.
That is Laura Trump, the head of the RNC.
Oh my God.
The co-head of the RNC hawking MyPillow promo code Trump.
Ooh, one of the head Nazis is telling us to get a Giza. What is she?
Mine pillow.
No, but mine. Why is mine pillow Giza? What is she talking about? 100% Giza. It's
some fabric.
What are the dish? What? How did he makes towels? Where's the dog?
She's standing in the middle. I looked out there. She looked up at me. She's standing in the middle of the living room with a bone in her mouth.
Come here, buddy. What you got? You know, what are these Giza pillows? These 100% Giza pillows. Come on out, you dumb Nazis. Use promo code Trump to buy a pillow to rest your Nazi fucking head. You know, also, Laura and any other Republicans, I am tired of who is the Chinese Communist Party? They're always saying the Democrats are communists or something.
The CCP?
It's your Nazis. You're calling us communists, but you're
dollar extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25.
That's Laura?
That's Laura Trump.
Hey, sing something. Are you still any other?
MyPillow sandals, $25.
And I won't back down.
I'm an atheist, but I sure wish Tom Petty could just show up as a ghost and just do something bad about that. I, you know, What is Laura Trump's, what was her song? You're a beautiful Nazi fuck or something. Like, what was her song? That
the new one?
Nah, like last week we listened to. Or
yeah,
before.
Yeah, the newer one.
But what is it called? I'm a Nazi. Hear me roar.
Anything is possible.
If you're a Nazi. Where's that charting at, Pat? Where on the top 40 is it? I bet it, is it charting above or below? Did Beyonce release a country album?
Oh, I think she did. Is Laura's?
What is her song? Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Is that dumb Nazi single higher or lower than Beyonce?
I would think lower.
I would think so too. God.
Talking to that little girl.
Horrible.
Riding on the Pegasus.
I've seen enough.
Tell her everything's gonna be alright.
Time out. You know, there was a director that used to teach me act. We had this audition class, and he would say that on some auditions where he was totally offended by some people, he would write NOMS in big Sharpie marker over their resume, and it was not on my stage. That was this is not on my stage! That's enough. Thank you, Laura. Next!
Even when it's getting hard in this hurricane life, you still gotta spread your wings and
did you bring condoms?
So don't think just
fuck jump. You!
You can't give up. Know that anything.
Hey, what?
Is that the hook of this song?
It sounds like it's the pre-chorus.
Oh, I wish I could find the nastiest, meanest theater teacher ever to critique this right now.
Anything is possible.
Oh, God.
Have faith, believe.
Oh, no, maybe that is the chorus.
Is she on Ambien or Versed or something?
I don't know. I wish like... I was.
Versed will make you forget this shit. You supposed to give her money for Trump? God, you maggots. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know where the fuck I was. Moving on to the next story.
Shit,
that was Laura Trump.
Will Simon Cowell please materialize out of somewhere and critique that for me? I mean, that is bad singing, don't you think, Pat?
I don't think it's great. I mean, well,
what's the main problem with it? Be serious. If you're giving her,
well, I would need to listen to it again.
Oh my God, no!
Because I haven't, but I'm willing to bet it's pretty significantly pitch corrected.
Oh, I see. She might sound different live.
Yeah, I'm suggesting.
Wait a second. That's pitch corrected.
Are you gonna make? What? I'm not gonna play this again.
But what is the point of pitch correction to have something sound like that?
Well, imagine what it would sound like without.
No. I mean, here's a critique.
Everything is wonderful.
You know what I would do with that? I would put some more filters in a lot. I would increase the pitch correction to a factor of 10, maybe 100. In fact, I would turn her level down to -5. Just talentless. Sorry.
Not a political question about former President Trump, but actually a business question about Truth Social. You've seen this stock on the move in this, I'll call it remarkable, maybe even crazy way.
I'll just say two words, GameStop.
GameStop. That's what you think is going on here.
It's ridiculous.
This is Barry Diller.
Yeah.
The guy that started Fox.
Right.
Broadcasting company.
Yes.
Legend in the TV world.
Right.
Is he? Let's see. Chairman and senior executive of IAC, which is a holding company that owns brands across 100 countries, mostly in media and internet.
Okay.
Founded Fox Broadcasting Company and USA Broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he's a rich as fuck motherfucker.
Yes.
And God, MGM Resorts, he was the director of Coke.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Right. That I've heard of them.
Headed up Paramount Pictures from 74 to 84. So anyway,
shit.
This is Barry Diller on, I think this might be like CNBC or something, or I think it is CNBC.
Yeah.
So you could tell how kind of uncomfortable the host gets, because Barry Diller does not hold back.
Yeah.
When he says GameStop, if you don't know about the GameStop thing, it's stocks. GameStop is a store that might be going out of business still, as far as I know, but they were closing them because now you can get your games digitally. You don't have to,
with your fingers,
go to a video game and a video game store and buy a disc to stuff into your Xbox. You can do everything electronically. You can, that's if you want to own the game, you can download it, or you can even stream it.
If you want to go buy some video games, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Right.
And here it's this true social stuff. I don't know where I was going with that.
It's GameStop.
Oh, GameStop.
You're explaining.
Yeah. So GameStop closing, stock plummeting.
Yes.
And then I don't even know how it started, but so it turned into a meme where morons on social media would be like, we're going to save GameStop. Everybody start buying. Well, what happens when everybody starts buying? The price starts going up. And other people are like, wait a minute, look at that price going up. I'm going to FOMO. It's FOMO.
Yes.
And not the smartest time to buy, but they start buying while it's, at some ridiculous high.
Are these like the Tesla people?
And then the smart people come in and they short everything.
Ew.
And wait for it to skyrocket and then plummet down back to its real, it's a pump and dump.
Right.
Where they just buy, and it all goes on social media. Today, everybody buys. Today, everybody buys.
Is that
tomorrow,
legal?
Everybody sells. Tomorrow, everybody sells.
That's legal.
If you're the one organizing it, no. But I mean, some anonymous account on X or Twitter.
Yeah, how weird. You could pump and dump, but you can't. Well, we fixed it, but just recently you couldn't say gay in a Florida school.
Oh, give them time. They'll try to.
We're so
try to put that
it's
one
the
back.
Dumbest country.
That's what Barry Diller was saying about truth.
Is that, now that's a negative about truth. That's saying
that is a negative.
Well,
not a political question about former President Trump, but actually a business question about Truth Social. You've seen the stock on the move in this I'll call it remarkable, maybe even crazy way.
I'll just say two words: GameStop.
GameStop. That's what you think is going on here.
It's ridiculous.
Do you
the company
think,
has no revenue?
But do you think it could ever be a bigger business? Do you think if he wins the presidency, it becomes
why?
That's a good point.
Why? Why would the company suddenly become bigger when it doesn't have any revenue and is because it doesn't do anything?
The only value it has is because that Nazi, that plump little Nazi fucknut fascist, rambles on it. He word vomits, right?
Right, and the morons GameStopped it. Just like just like the Musk humpers.
Well,
pump up the value of Tesla. They bring it back as it keeps dying. They're like, well, we're gonna buy.
But wait. This guy is saying anything is possible. Get out of here. We're done. Thank you. We'll call
it. Do you think it could ever be a bigger business? Do you think if he wins the presidency, it becomes
why?
I'm asking,
why would it be bigger? Look, he's only interesting now because he's out there entertaining the folks. I hope if he does get elected, he just plays golf for 4 years. But
so do you think that all of the investors in this are getting scammed? Do you think they think this is a transference of wealth from one side to the other, and that's the goal? What do you think is happening?
I think they're dopes. I mean, who would buy a company that literally has, I think, what does it have, $30 of revenue? How could you put a value on it? They're buying it for other reasons, just like they bought theaters when there was no theater business, or they bought GameStop.
AMC he's talking about was another meme stock.
Then I have a question, though. Here's what I don't understand. If this is the case, why was Truth Social made public?
Well, anybody, you can go public.
But they... What? It has no value. don't you don't have to show that your company has any value before going public? Like value, I mean, like
no, you don't have to be profitable money to go public. Oh, okay, I don't think.
Well, I don't understand it. I
mean, as long as you have backers and funding.
But listening to this guy, why would? Well, I guess it's the same thing with Tesla and GameStop. Just people are insane.
Yeah, and dreamers that think in the future that Tesla's going to be $1,000 a share stock.
True Social, they barely can pay their web hosting or something. That's what
learned. Because nobody goes there but lunatics.
Yeah, and also, how many years does that Nazi fuck have on this planet? When he goes bye-bye, Truth Social ain't going to be worth jack shit.
Oh, are you kidding? You don't think Don Jr. isn't going to step into those big shoes with the lifts in them?
Maybe Eric or something. I don't know.
It's just like they bought theaters when there was no theater business, or they bought GameStop or whatever. It's stupid. It's stupid stuff.
It was 1,000 times revenue, I think. It was four, wasn't it $4 million? It was
$4 million in revenue. That's $4 million in revenue. It's ridiculous. I'm not saying it's not revenue.
$4 million.
Why are you even talking about this? It's a scam. Just like everything he's ever been involved in is some sort of con.
Let me pivot.
Amazing survival of a con man is just beyond comprehension. But there it is.
There you go. You heard the host. Let me move on.
But why? This guy that he's interviewing, this billionaire, is speaking, just saying facts, right, that we all know about Truth Social. Is this CNBC? What?
Yeah.
Let's take off the C for a second. What is wrong with NBC? Are they fucked in the head? Why did you hire that horrible, what's-her-face, Romney?
Comcast owns NBC.
But you hired Romney.
Keep going up.
Now you have this CNBC guy trying to make Truth Social sound like a normal, viable thing. What in the shit is going on?
Well, the host wasn't doing that. He just got uncomfortable when Barry Diller said, it's a con, like everything this man's done his entire life.
Right.
Okay, well, moving on.
Yeah, but if you're the interviewer, why don't you just say, oh, so you're saying Trump's a con artist? Oh, explain, because that's good, right? He doesn't want him to say interesting things in the interview.
Right.
What is wrong with CNN?
Although I think it's a financial show.
Yeah, and the guy was saying.
So I think he was trying to get away from the politics, maybe, but I don't know.
But then it's
I don't know how you can.
I don't either, because it's like the Truth Social only has value as a stock because of its fucked up politics.
By the way, I think, and let me check it now, but I think it was down another 10%.
Anything is possible. Get the fuck off my stage.
Let me see here.
God.
Okay.
That's auto-tuned or pitch-corrected. Jesus. Fuck. Try it again. One more time. I mean, don't try it again. Oh.
That's the futures. Nope, not that one.
Yay.
Let me see. It's DJT.
Right.
Trump Media and Technology Group.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Okay. It is $34.
I don't understand the markets, but here's what I do understand.
And 36 cents. You see the direction it's going, right?
Yes, I believe on the left-hand side of the screen, the number, the line is higher.
Yes.
On the right hand, it's as if someone drew a diagonal line from one corner of your monitor all the way to the bottom. It's worthless. It's worthless. You dumb shit. Let me ask you something. Are there people, am I looking at charts of people that bought that high and they lost all that money?
You know, it went up to 100%. Yeah, it went up to.
That's stupid.
Or they're holding it. They're
holding it.
Yeah, it's like the right. Yeah, it's like the. Yeah,
but how much does it
lost? Tesla people, they're like, I'm going to buy Donald Trump no matter what.
Talk to me like I'm stupid.
It's a bargain now.
How many percentages has that gone? What did it open at when it was at its height? What was it at?
Its IPO. On the day of its IPO, it went from it was like in the 40s,
okay,
and then jumped up to $75.
Okay, a share. Okay.
Oh, actually, it looks like it spiked up to 79.
Okay. Good job, right?
And then plummeted.
To what?
34.
What? So wait, it went down $79 a share to $34 a share.
Right.
That's significant.
Yes.
I hope. God, could you imagine? Why are you holding on to that then? Do you hate your money? I'm not materialistic or anything. I don't give it, you know.
Well, the fact that it's like traded, it's valued lower than it was pre IPO.
Right. Well, I mean, that just means it's not doing well.
Here it is. Market Watch. Trump's shares of Trump Media and Technology Group Corp, the parent company of Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, continued the rapid sell-off today toward its three-month low.
Shit, you guys bought the dumb Nazi shares in this stupid fucking social. It's not a social media platform, though. It's a website where this stupid fucking Nazi says dumb shit.
The stock... DJT was down 10.1% in afternoon trading.
Damn!
Suffering the seventh loss in the past nine sessions.
Keep buying it!
And those little bounces were sad.
Keep buying it, though. Keep buying it, maggots. Get your wallets out, you dumb fucking maggots. Light your money on fire.
It has plunged 49.1%.
Keep buying this stock, you stupid shitbags. Get out your wallets. Get out your debit cards. Buy this shit, you stupid fucks.
Well, I'm going to look at it. Let me see.
This is funny.
This might be a day trading opportunity kind of thing. Well,
I don't know. Is this funnier than the Tesla assholes buying and like losing all their money? This, to me, is the funniest. I love this. I love it, maggots. Keep buying this. Keep throwing your money out the window. Take all your money and burn it. Stupid Nazis.
God, Tesla options are just so expensive. I wish I could trade Tesla options.
Come on, Pat. You know that anything is possible. Anything. Get off the stage, Laura. Blow out your candles, Laura.
Tesla.
Nine!
At the start of the year was... $260 a share.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Elon, you little apartheid Nazi fuck.
A couple of days ago,
yes,
it was $160 a share.
Nine! God!
And many believe that it's still overvalued.
What's wrong? Hey, Elon, you dumb Nazi. Why can't you make it so these self-driving cars don't run over cats? Why can't you do that? What's wrong with you? Anything is possible.
Why is this the headline? Trump's DJT stock dives toward lowest close since Ron DeSantis dropped out.
What does that matter?
What does that matter?
What does that matter? Pudding Fingers, how could you ruin Donald's stock? Is Pudding Fingers' fault?
The sell-off has erased $1.3 billion from the value of the shares that Trump himself owns.
God,
the total value of his shares was up to $2.65 billion.
Oh, fuck off. That's insane. It's not worth shit.
Well, that value, it says, is just on paper, of course, since Trump isn't able to sell the stock for at least another 5 months.
Oh, shit, Donald. You're going to run out of hair dye and diapers.
Which is why he's been, I had that story somewhere here. He's like pissed off about it.
Oh yeah,
the stories that he's raging about the stock because he thought that was going to be his cash cow that he could rely on.
Now it's
fucking plummeting.
Donald, you gotta be patient, you stupid little fucking Nazi. You know what I mean, Donald? You know what you should get as your running mate? Who's that stupid governor, gubernatorial candidate from Missouri who took a picture without a hood? Heil Hitler, burning cross.
Yeah.
Embrace that guy, Donald. That's your people. That's who they love. They love this. They love Nazis. And they love buying your worthless fucking shit stock. Who are these people? God.
There's probably a good Venn diagram overlap between them and the Elon boys.
You know, I always say we should take these dumb Nazi bros and just beat them back into the woods. But then I feel bad for all the animals. Fuck that. It's horrible.
I've got another story here. Oh, look at that, top of the hour already. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back Faithless Friday.
Do you think animals like Trumpers?
What animals?
You know, I don't know. Any animals that are around. He's like, see some maggot walking around playing golf with a couple of chipmunks and a deer. They're like, there's that Nazi. Let's fuck him up.
Here's a headline that is in line with what we've just been talking about. Tesla's Cybertrucks were rushed out and are malfunctioning at astounding rates.
Oh, my God. Malfunctioning. I've seen one of these. Dude,
they're hideous.
I have seen one of these driving around two times in this fucked up city. And they
look like 60s science fiction.
They look like trash cans. Yeah, they do. Why are they so ugly?
Because Elon designed it. Tesla's long delayed and pricey Cybertrucks are getting panned by furious owners.
They suck.
For malfunctioning at an alarming rate just months after Musk's futuristic vehicle hit the road.
But you dumb owners bought them, didn't you? You bought that truck, you stupid fucks.
Tales of the stainless steel Cybertrucks dying after traveling just 1 mile. Randomly hard braking on a wide open road.
What does that mean? It just, no. Excuse me. Can we rephrase this in a human way? This bullshit article, hard braking. It means
hard braking.
It stops dead out of nowhere in the middle of a traffic filled street. Thank you.
Randomly.
That's the rewrite. God.
On a wide open road and already showing rust spots among other gripes.
Wait a second.
Have been shared in the Tesla Owners Club forum.
Wait a second. Pump the brakes if you can, or deciding when that's going to happen, whenever. Stainless steel is not supposed to have stains, right?
Right.
Why is a truck rusty? It's a stainless steel fucking truck, Elon. What's wrong?
In a thread titled, Worst Delivery in My Life, truck died in 5 minutes.
Well, you bought the dumb thing, you idiot. Why did you buy it?
A SoCal-based owner wrote that after taking his truck for a spin the same day it was delivered last month, the vehicle, quote, made it 1 mile down the road, started getting steering errors, flashing red screen, pulled off side of highway. Now the truck is dead, and I'm waiting for a tow truck.
I hate the way these people are explaining these malfunctions of these trucks, because they want to make it sound like more than it is. What is a steering error? What do they mean by that?
Well, that was the guy who owned it. What he tweeted.
Well, he's embarrassed that he bought the fucking thing. So he's not trying to say that the thing just runs off the road randomly. That's a steering error, right?
Later he posted, "Dear dealer couldn't do anything for me. It was great for 5 minutes. Tried everything. Restarting. Screen is stuck on black and keeps beeping."
Elon! Fix your fucking truck.
He received the vehicle. Sticker price begins at $80,000.
Damn, 80 grand.
He got it 1 month after the highly publicized trucks went on sale last December, 2 years behind schedule. So he probably pre-ordered, coughed up 80 plus grand more than 2 years ago.
Wait a second.
And was supposed to get his truck more than 2 years
ago. Wait. Are the cars stainless steel too, or is it just his truck? Or is it
the truck?
The truck, that's right. I'm confused. Did we do a stainless steel car in the 80s and it was featured in a Michael J.
Fox movie?
But
that was a real one. None of those rust.
I understand.
I don't know what's going on with what kind of steel he's using.
He's using not steel. He's using that shit he's using like heating sheet metal or something.
Another owner posted, Tesla really rushed these trucks out. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Another one shared a photo of their Cybertruck flashing the red screen. You can't see it. You can see the rusty one, though.
It's like shit.
Shared a photo of the Cybertruck flashing a red screen warning. Pull over safely. Critical steering issue detected. That sounds like the same thing that happened to the other guy.
The windows on my shitty car won't go up right now. Do they go up on the Elon Musk truckster? Whatever the fucking thing is.
Another user said a lot of trucks are having high voltage issues, which makes the trucks unusable. It fries everything.
Wow. Oh, shit. Even the radio, even the cassette player.
Another owner said his Cybertruck's autopilot feature seemingly malfunctioned as another truck approached in the other lane while both were driving on a highway. My Cybertruck suddenly made a hard brake stop when we both had clear, wide enough space between us.
It's like these cars are drunk.
Luckily, there was no vehicle behind me at the time, or it would have been a definite collision,
well,
he said.
Who cares? Have these cars in Florida, because people naturally drive like this here. They stop in the middle everywhere. They're shit-faced. They're drunk. They're looking at their phone. Are we sure these are Teslas and not just like a secret Floridian driving these shitbag cars around? Why is your stainless steel truck rusting? Why?
One person said, no, it's not glorious. The Cybertruck isn't a truck. It's a toy truck at best, an experimental concept at worst. I rented mine in L.A. and spent 24 hours with it. During the test drive, he asked, what the heck happened to the suspension? It doesn't take bumps or potholes well. It is atrociously bad. The steering, he said, was actually nice, but the steering wheel is way too small, like awkwardly small.
Why'd you make it so small, Elon? The steering wheel.
The headlights had, quote, piss poor performance in the dark.
Wait a sec.
The windshield wipers.
In the dark?
Windshield wipers were not good enough. The windshield itself had a bad glare,
leading to
visibility that is borderline dangerous, he wrote.
Listen, man. Hi, Tesla. We've got one issue. The headlights don't perform well in the dark. Might we think about that for a second? That's actually when lights are supposed to perform. Lights, let me tell you something. In the dark, nobody performs better than lights. Historically, right? Just lights in general. But this thing, this rusting stainless steel car has lights that don't perform well in the dark. It is like it's walking. The whole thing's ironic. It sucks.
Tesla's website, meanwhile, touts that the Cyberbeast's cool $99,990 price tag.
Nine!
That's the stocked version. Comes with a futuristic exterior design. Which owners and club forums have complained quickly developed corrosion and orange rust marks.
Oh, shut up. Hey, do you have a picture of what that looks like, what they're describing? Because I've seen Tesla trucks. I want to know if I'm looking at the super-duper fancy design or the shitbag.
I don't think you could tell from the outside, probably.
Hey, Elon, let me ask you something. Would you put your kids in this? Would you strap a logarithm in a car seat and drive them around in this fucking shit?
The vehicle boasts a range of 320 miles on a full charge, but owners say it could take anywhere from 7 to roughly 14 and a half hours to achieve that, depending on the charging socket.
For Americans, Americans don't have any fucking patience. If Americans spend more than 10 minutes at the drive-thru at McDonald's, they're taking out their gun and shooting people. And it's going to take you all day to charge your car, please.
Out of Spec Motoring, it's a YouTube channel that, tests cars and shit. Dude was only able to reach 79% of the Cyberbeast target range, about 200 miles during a live streamed unofficial range test.
Look out for those hard stops.
We know that he lied about the charges, right?
Oh, yeah, we did that one. But wait, I'm confused. The one guy, we glossed over this, he said the suspension's bad. Right?
One of the other guys, yeah.
It's a fucking truck, though. Isn't that a thing about a truck?
Truck and
no, but listen, you're supposed to be able to drive over potholes. God, I don't know. This
Musk.
Like
meanwhile, it. Musk on earlier this year on X
Nine
posted, "We're going to offer a mod package that enables Cybertruck to traverse at least 100 meters of water as a boat."
What is that drug that he likes? Maybe they should put that in the mod. Ketamine. We're going to put ketamine in the mod package. We're having a ketamine anal injector in the seat. So when you get upset about your truck rusting, you just get shot with some ketamine and you're happy about it. My God, you got a stainless steel truck that rusted, that hard stops, meaning it just fucking stops. My car does that too sometimes, but for like mechanical reasons. You know what I mean? I don't want that. God, I got a Tesla too. The window doesn't work. Sometimes the car goes dead. I got the same car. But it doesn't take me 24 hours to fill it up with gas.
So there you go. There's the Tesla story.
Meet you in Mars. See you in Mars, Elon. I'm so excited to get on the SpaceX. Like, oh, we had a hard stop on our space station. The transporter beam had a hard stop. We had a steering error in the lunar module. Fuck. God damn. Get your shit together. This guy.
Good news?
Yeah. I thought it was good news. To me, it's good news. I love the news that maggots are buying Truth Social and losing all their money.
That's awesome.
That's great.
But there may be an opportunity for smart people to earn money off of the dumb people.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Joe Biden is now beating Donald Trump in the majority of polls.
Thank you, Christ. Jeez. I mean, come on.
Last month, it was confirmed that they will face off. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Since then, analysis has turned to who polls have been fairly evenly split until recently, with commentators suggesting it was too close a call. But now polls appear to be moving in Biden's favor. The Democratic incumbent is predicted to win the popular vote in 8 of the 12 most recent polls.
Yes.
The most recent, done by Reuters and Ipsos, he was 4% up over Trump.
Well, I wonder what Michigan and Pennsylvania is. Just go to those two states, Joe. Don't go anywhere else, please. Oh, my God.
In a different poll, he was up by 4 points.
Ooh.
Marquette, he was up 52-48 over Trump. I think it's just going to get better. Like I said, as people start paying more attention to what's going on,
And
Trump's pissing off the evil jellicles by not doing the smart thing if he wants to win by saying that he's not going to support an abortion ban. But then now that he's equivocating on it and lying, we know.
Yes.
By saying, oh, well, he might not be lying. He won't sign a legislation from Congress. But that doesn't mean that we found out that his toadies won't decide to enforce the Comstock Act or whatever.
He wanted to buy Greenland, and he wants to build a hotel on the North Korean coast or some shit like that.
Can we get rid of those Mexicans down in Puerto Rico?
There was a cold front in Florida. Can we nuke it? I mean, he doesn't know. What he wants to do? I don't know what he wants to do. He wants to bang his daughter. He wants to rape people, and he wants a Diet Coke. And he wants to play golf. There you go. And he wants those drugs. The Ambien.
Meanwhile, in the swing states, polls show Biden edging ahead.
Thank God. Thank God. They fixed this. They're beginning slowly but surely to fix this Israel shit. That should help in Michigan, and maybe they can win in Pennsylvania, and maybe the Nazi can go home and go to jail and go fuck off.
There are many remaining wild cards, it says here. Will voters believe the economy is improving? Will the Israel-Gaza situation be somewhat resolved? Will women vote heavily on abortion rights? Yes, I hope. Will everybody should be voting heavily on abortion rights? How much will voters prioritize immigration? Will Trump be found guilty in one of the many criminal trials against him? Will Biden have an episode that revives attention to his age? On any of these unknown unknowns, the race could hinge.
You know, it's interesting.
Episode.
Huh?
When has Biden had an episode?
Other
than the normal gaffes he had his whole fucking career.
But you could call him gaffes, or you could say the guy stutters.
Right.
Now, that's not a gaffe. That's a medical thing. He stutters, and he does things to help himself not stutter. God, gaffes. I hate that, too. That's stupid.
Well, but he's occasionally said some weird shit.
Yeah.
But his whole career.
Yeah, yeah. But not weird like...
Remember, he was the one that outed Obama on same-sex marriage.
Oh, that's true. That's... God, I forgot about that.
Remember
that?
Yes,
yes.
He was out there saying, oh, Barack believes in it. And then Barack's like, I didn't say that yet.
And let's pretend he didn't say all that weird shit to Anita Hill in that confirmation hearing.
We'll just, overlook that one.
All the Democrats from back then could fuck themselves. I don't know what their problem was. super predators.
And I think what we're getting ready to see prophetically in the earth and in this nation is God is going to do something supernatural that's going to bring light and expose all of this stuff we've been through. And I want to encourage listeners, don't let the media sway you. Don't let the lies of the enemy deter you. God is raising up a remnant that is anointed and powerful, and we're going to win this battle. And I don't think politically we're going to win it just through natural means. I believe that God is going to step in, hold up our arms, and begin to release an anointing that deals with some of these wicked people. I believe the Lord really spoke this to me, that God is going to begin to remove some of these people independently of anybody else.
He's saying God is going to kill everybody that they don't like.
Who is this evangelical Trump?
This is the oddly worked out Kent Christmas.
Oh, God, Kent. What's Kent wearing?
Prophet. All black, like all black. Black shirt, black jacket. He's looking very Sopranos.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think his budget is for an outfit like that?
Oh, he's a prosperity guy. He's he's got a lot of money in wardrobe.
Dear Christians, please don't take offense to this. Why are you so dumb? What do you listen to dumb fucks like this and give me your money? What is your fucking problem?
Regeneration Church in Nashville.
Well, he said remnant. He said remnant.
Oh, God. His wife is not.
Let me see.
Named Candy. Candy Christmas. Wait, let me see if I can get his picture here. Here, there. Kent and Candy Christmas. God, it really looks
that
like
looks
something.
Looks like Carrie Lake.
Doesn't it look like something from Righteous Gemstones?
Oh, yeah, it's totally whacked out. I watched that whole thing, and I don't think they went far enough. Right. I mean, really, no offense, guys. But shit, have you met Kent Christmas? I mean, this guy's nuts. What does Kent Christmas want? He wants all the Christians to kill everybody and, like, make Trump
well,
God.
Well, you know how he
like
said
that?
God's going to raise our arms up. So they're going to blame the Lord on all their violence.
Oh, God is I'm God's dick puppet, and I'm doing all this shit on his behalf, so I can't get in trouble for it. Yeah, we said God's going to raise a remnant. There was a movie, I don't know, Oscar-nominated Vin Diesel was in for Remnant. It was called The Remnant or something.
Was it?
Yeah. What is
and now the...
But what does that mean? Does that mean... What is The Remnant? Is The Remnant some beast that's going to kill all the
non-believers? I think he means Trump, doesn't he?
Oh, okay. God, you guys...
I mean, I could be wrong, but...
God, Kent, you must...
I'm no prophet, after all.
Shit, God, they just suck his balls, man.
And now the newest effort that God has impressed upon me to do, again, to create out of nothing, is to have an Israel Institute.
Ooh.
Haven't we missed Michelle Bachman?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God created, help me create out of nothing.
Didn't we do a story that on her, like one of these Pray the Gay Away workshops.
Her husband.
Institution. Yeah, her husband owns it. Got Medicare money for, correct?
Right. I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, didn't they?
To suck the gay out of
They tied people. Some, they hog-tied someone with an extension cord and beat them, right?
Oh, I don't know about that, if they specifically, but that is...
story, something like that.
I don't know if him is particularly, but I know that they have... Yeah, I know that that's how they pray the gay out of you in some of these crazy places.
Create out of nothing is to have an Israel Institute where we teach and credential PhDs who can go out in the Pentagon, in the State Department, throughout our government, teaching in universities, in schools, as lobbyists, in think tanks, on what God has to say about Israel and the Jewish people and what they mean in society.
Wait, you guys hate Jewish people.
Yes,
done that,
but they love
times.
Israel because that plays into their end times.
Ooh,
bullshit.
And you guys probably love Bibi with all his genocide, his war crimes on brown people. Oh, you love it so much, I bet.
This is incredibly important because I believe with absolute seriousness in my heart that America is about to be judged, and in fact is being judged, because the United States of America, from a policy perspective, has embraced cursing Israel in a way that we have never cursed Israel since the modern Jewish state was born in 1948.
Modern.
Wait,
since the modern.
Randomly pump the Tesla brakes on this one, too. Hard brake on this.
Next snap here.
Because let me tell you something. We have sucked Israel's dick so hard that we will give them weapons to do genocide. We are still doing that. We have never sucked Israel's dick so hard as we're sucking it now, Michelle.
One more of these assholes. Why not?
Yeah.
It's a demonic anointing, Mario. And this is what was happening. Remember Barack Hussein Obama? He had, I believe, a demonic anointing, you know? And so it's opposite of holy. It's opposite of somebody walking in.
Of course he did. I'm sneezing.
I can already tell this clip is going to be impossible to get through. This fucker is supposed to believe that. Oh, don't you remember Barack Hussein Obama? Wasn't he demonic? Come on.
Yes. I don't even know who the hell these people are.
But of course they remember.
This is the firepower show, Ryan.
Is he pretending that
Mario Murillo and these are both preachers, Todd Coconato.
Listen, Coconato, we're supposed to believe that you might have forgotten about Barack Obama the way he said that.
It's a demonic anointing, Mario. And this is what was happening. Remember Barack Hussein Obama? He had, I believe, a demonic anointing, you know, and so it's opposite of holy. It's opposite of somebody walking in the authority of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's opposite of the favor of God. These men and these people are operating in a demonic anointing, and that's why they're able to do these things with little to no recourse. But the problem,
you know,
their phrasing is so weird. This walking in the anointing of Jesus Christ or something like that. You know, they're just so. The way they put verbs together and nouns, yes. It's so bizarre sometimes.
And the nerve of this guy to say, do you remember Barack Obama? Of course you guys do. Hussein, yeah. Also, I just want to say that for the listeners here, I witnessed Shelby got an anointing yesterday, I think. The front line.
Oh, with her flea medication.
Yeah. That's actually a useful anointing, is it not?
Yeah. Especially here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so many fleas.
Oh, my God. It's horrific.
That's why they're able to do these things with little to no recourse. But the problem is the church needs to push back. And I know you're going to address that.
Yeah. Well, one thing, would you say then that there is a demonic hedge around Biden that protects
a demonic hedge?
Shouldn't these guys, are they reading a script from the Holy Grail?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should they be speaking in Cockney?
It really sounds like some fantasy novel.
I want a demonic shrubbery.
Surround him with your demonic hedge spell.
That is crazy. Okay.
Down Biden. That protects him.
Let me back up.
From then, that there is a demonic hedge around Biden that protects him from the way other leaders, and I think Obama was really the first that really had this hedge around him.
Yes.
But it's even more intense now because we have a president that can't finish a sentence.
Oh,
he's in no condition to lead at all and is leading.
That's right.
And the way that they're acting as if this is okay is not logical. It's not practical. It's not human. There's something very obviously.
Christian preachers talking about logic in any capacity ever is amazing.
Why won't Jesus squirt some Roundup in that there demonic hedge? I can tell you something. We live in Florida. Any hedge is demonic here. It's demonic. It's sharp. It's full of snakes. It grows. It just grows.
Oh, yeah. And meth needles.
Oh, yes. That's demonic.
It is not logical. It's not practical.
I don't think you shoot meth, do you?
I don't know.
Can't do you? You smoke it. I know you smoke it.
Let me tell you, there's somebody around here.
You do inject
meth. I can shoot meth and fry air.
I don't know how you... Oh, that's an inside joke. Anyway, one of my professors... none of us bought it, but at one point he was like, I don't even know how you take marijuana. We're like, liar. How you take marijuana?
Yes, take it.
Hey, is not logical. It's not practical. It's not human. There's something very obviously almost catatonic about it. And I believe that it's a spell. It's a demonic hedge. Is that what you're saying?
Wait.
Absolutely.
Catatonic.
I want to understand these people. He's talking about Jesus and Satan and everything. Is there a definition of hedge that is not a bush? Is there some, is it some dumb fucking biblical thing they're talking about?
No, I don't think so.
Why not a wall then? I mean, a hedge. A hedge? This guy shrubbery. Must... Have you been... Dude, have you been working in your yard and you're like trying to contend with some shit? It's like, this hedge is demonic. My mom has a plant just next to her front door. It's demonic as shit. And it's not quite a hedge, though, thank God.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
Is there anywhere in this town where we could buy a shrubbery?
Firstly, you must find another shrubbery!
That's not crazy. I mean, listen to these guys. I think the other one you played should be the spoof, and this one should be the real
right,
one.
Right? I know. Let's see. We've got, I think I played that Nick Fuentes clip already. So
yes.
Look at the time flying. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, y'all.
Right. Yeah.
This is kind of good news.
Oh, okay.
I guess. There's a story over to the Axios.
Yes.
That, is reporting that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is reaching out to and targeting the MAGA crowd. And that the Trump people are not happy about it.
What? How many times? Listen, it's a cult and you aren't Trump. Right?
Right.
You're not Trump. You're not even the shittiest Kennedy and you didn't drive anybody into the Chappaquiddick.
But there shockingly are still Republicans out there who kind of held their nose and voted for him.
They love it. I had a
Not everyone is Please. A total cultist.
Please.
And there are people like independents and these fucking libertarians that
stupid
self-proclaimed. I think I'm a small L libertarian, but
I want my government to do shit for me and to take care of these right. fucking Nazis and to give me shit.
RFK Jr. sounds like Trump as he courts MAGA voters is the headline. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is making targeted appeals to Donald Trump supporters, pledging to seal the border from undocumented migrants and to investigate the prosecution of the pro-Trump rioters that attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021.
I call on Cheryl Hines to divorce her husband, or I will never watch an episode of Curb again.
This is awesome.
Leave him.
This is great,
though. Yeah, but she's got to leave this guy.
Kennedy's long shot independent campaign so far appears to be hurting Biden more than Trump in polls, but Kennedy's latest moves seem to be flipping that equation. He is now drawing fire from Trump and other conservatives who once hailed his campaign.
Why is RFK trying to find a place in Trump's cabinet? Is that what this is?
I don't know. Maybe
he wants to be head of the FDA or the CDC.
In late March, Kennedy put out a YouTube ad showing him at the southern border with a line of detained migrants.
Jesus.
He said, this is a humanitarian crisis because of the understanding across the globe that we now have an open border here.
Was JFK his uncle or his?
Yes.
Your uncle was JFK. Think about what you're doing. Right?
Another ad, he said he will seal the border to illegal immigration to solve the border crisis.
Oh, nine. Yes.
Unlike Trump, however, he pledges to expand lawful and fair immigration.
Ew.
Trump's like, nobody brown.
Is RFK kind of like Donald? Like, he's a fucking mess that waddles around saying a bunch of dumb shit.
I kind mean, of.
Yeah. It seems like a similar person.
Last week, he said he would appoint, as Kennedy said, he would appoint a special counsel to investigate the prosecutions of convicted Capitol rioters.
Oh, yeah. Get those knee pads out. Suck off them there tourists, RFK. Oh, my God. It's shameless.
These are the people Trump calls hostages, political hostages.
Don't they have a choir or something? Hey, Laura, we found your backup singers.
Kennedy falsely said last week that the rioters carried no weapons before acknowledging he had been incorrect. Ooh. And that several have been convicted of carrying firearms into the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah. They were in trees with ARs. What do you think about that, you dumb shit?
In a campaign email last week that Kennedy later disavowed. Oh, that's not my email.
Yeah.
The campaign described the rioters as activists sitting in a Washington, D.C. jail cell, stripped of their constitutional Ooh. Liberties.
Ooh, slower, please, slower.
You know the only ones that should be in jail are the blacks.
Is he an anti-vaxxer, like, for real, through and through?
I mean, I think
Is
so.
That his thing?
Kennedy was drawing support among some Republicans even before his recent efforts. He gained a following on the right during the pandemic with his vaccine skepticism.
Yes.
And his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, yes. Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health.
The Global War on Democracy and Public Health. God, why is that happening?
And now all of a sudden, they, when they were licking his hole earlier, and Trump is like, oh, God, I had him get into the race. Now they're going after him.
Yeah. Well, again, to me, this is how people should. I don't know how you feel about RFK, but it's a judgment call, right? He doesn't understand that Trump is in charge of a cult. And you aren't. He's not Trump. That's what all these Republicans don't understand. Your whole party is a bunch of cultist wackos.
Trump wrote on True Social, RFK Jr. is the most radical left candidate in the race by far. He's a big fan of the Green New Scam and other economy-killing disasters. Sean Hannity wanted to remind his watchers.
Yeah.
That some Republicans may think Kennedy's a conservative, but he's actually a devout radical environmentalist.
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
What's wrong with that?
The necklace ham fuck has spoken.
Do you remember that time years ago that somebody accused us of being do-gooders?
Yeah, we're do-gooders.
you guys are just a bunch of do-gooders.
Jeez. We're like,
yeah? But wait a second.
But RFK is not an environmentalist, and he is not a progressive. Is he really? In what way? In what way is he an environmentalist?
All the good ways.
How can
No, he... that's what's sad about it, is that he really, I don't know what happened to his brain, that he just done lost his mind on a bunch of...
I'm just confused about, it's like, I guess...
But on environment, he's great.
Yeah, he's...
I think good.
He wants to have a good environment where he can freely be anti-Semitic upon. I just don't understand that shit. I don't get it. How you can be for the environment, but be an anti-Semitic fuck and an anti-vaxxer, but you recycle.
Okay. The Biden campaign is also going after Kennedy.
Hell yes. Go after that motherfucker, Joe.
A Kennedy spokesperson said, "We are neither right nor left, nor neither liberal nor conservative." Saying both parties are screaming, he's one of them. Our ticket represents the broad majority who have unsubscribed from the right-left paradigm.
Your campaign has no money, and that is why you named this person your VP, because they were funding your campaign. So they're like literally paying you to be the VP candidate for what I don't even know why. They're not going to be vice president, right? Isn't that the whole deal?
Right.
He just had money bags run as his VP. How inspiring.
RFK Jr. is a spoiler for Trump, wrote one person, adding that Kennedy is now providing Trump cover by parroting MAGA talking points downplaying January 6th.
Man, that's wild. That is crazy.
And then you saw that the Republicans, if Trump wins, they want to go after Biden criminally for stealing the election. Did
you see that one? Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. Hey, well, listen, good. if Trump wins, right. They will go after Biden for what? Stealing the 2020 election? Of course. They'll go after Michelle. They'll go after Barack. They'll go after all Hillary, Bill, all the liberals. They'll go after everybody. Because they're Nazis.
I just had that story. A Republican's impeachment probe of Biden is unraveling because lack of evidence, but their work could become the basis of federal investigations and prosecutions of the Biden family if Trump wins re-election.
Oh, of course. Russia will just write something for Putin's cock holster to say, and it will be so.
Trump has vowed retribution against his enemies if he wins in November. House Republicans have struggled to show Biden has done anything illegal, but people close to Trump are still plotting to use the Justice Department against Biden and his family.
God damn it, Joe. This is where Joe needs to come out. Oh, yeah? Well, if I win, I'm fucking you up, motherfucker. Vote for me if you want to see Trump in jail. Boy, oh boy, if he said that. If he said that, everybody would come vote for him, right?
A source close to the Trump campaign said that everything you've seen from the Biden DOJ in terms of charges against Trump, you can expect to see from the Trump DOJ.
That's right. And these people are fucking Nazis. Then we got to drive them back into the forest. Go out and vote these fuckheads out. Vote these fuckheads out. This is insane. Why is Donald Trump running for president? Are we in a simulation? I hate when people say that. I hate that so much. But it's unreal. This is the guy that screamed the N-word at the Apprentice, right?
Yeah.
Where are those tapes?
That one guy that worked there said they've got to exist, but the I forget his name, the dude, the Apprentice dude, is a Trump guy, so he won't release them.
Our country is asking him, are you going to ban abortion? We're going to let a guy that ran a game show that created Miss Universe, Miss Teen Universe. Some creep that would troll.
He bought it.
He bought it. Even creepier.
He created nothing.
He bought Miss Teen Universe so he could troll the dressing rooms and look at all the underage people. That's who this guy is. And we're going to let him decide what happens in uteruses. This is nuts.
The difficulty of finding any evidence, Trump thinks Biden should be prosecuted anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump is being prosecuted.
Yes.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said in a fundraising email, when President Trump returns to the White House, it's critical the new leadership at the DOJ have everything they need to prosecute the Biden crime family and deliver swift justice.
Is that Comer?
That's Comer.
Hey, Comer! Wait, can we see your emails? What's that guy's name? Alexander Smirnov?
Yeah.
Alexander Smirnov, who works for Russian intelligence, who tells you what to say.
Comer also said recently that if Attorney General Merrick Garland's Justice Department won't accept criminal referrals from House Republicans, then maybe a Donald Trump Department of Justice will.
Well, I mean, Merrick Garland, what did he go after? He went after somebody. Apple for making apps, certain apps that are coming onto your phone. He did that.
I think it's antitrust stuff.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
House Republicans' investigation is unlikely to end in impeachment articles, but the GOP has used it to sling mud at the president and his family during the run-up to the election.
See, like what you just said, their DOJ is going to be insane, but what we do is poetically put this guy, Merrick Garland, who should be a SCOTUS and reading things and sitting back, I don't know, and doing nothing but reading things. Why don't we have a fiery guy like they want to make Stephen Miller the AG, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Let's make Rahm Emanuel our AG. Let's get nuts. Right? Why can't we have someone like that? Someone mean.
Jamie Raskin.
Yeah.
Told Axios Republicans are eyeing this course of action only because their impeachment inquiry has not turned up any crimes committed by the president. Now in saying they're going to enable Trump's criminal vengeance campaign, they're taking this from a farce to a tragedy.
Oh, yes. They will do. If Donald Trump is president, James Comer will spend his time prostrate on the floor, prying open his cheeks and doing whatever Putin and Trump tell him to do. Fuck these Republicans.
Let's see. We got some time here left in this big shoe. Which story do
you think there's anybody driving around one of these Tesla trucks listening to our show? I mean, can you get the internet on that truck?
I think so, yeah.
Can you play your phone?
$25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use My Pillows, just $25.
Anything is possible. My God. Thank you very much. We've heard enough. Please leave. Not on my stage, Laura.
Oh my God.
So bad. Is she the most talented one at all? Is it no one else that can sing?
At what?
Singing, I guess. Donald, the Don Jr. doesn't sing.
I've never heard him.
Eric doesn't sing.
I've never heard any of them sing.
Ivanka. She never did a single she never sampled on somebody's shit.
We've got, let's see, what is this? Is this the, I'm so, what is so this? Sorry.
Anything is possible.
Well, I won't back down.
I'm so.
My God.
So sorry.
Jesus fucking Christ. God damn, Tom Petty. I'm sorry.
I apologize to the Petty estates, to the memory of Tom Petty. I have several Tom Petty CDs.
I want a special counsel investigation into why someone told her she could sing, and I want them in jail. And I want everybody associated with this Tom Petty shit in jail, this cover. I'm going to lock everybody up if I'm president.
They've asked her to stop, and she's like, fuck you.
Please stop. Ask her, make her stop. This is crazy. You guys are Nazis. You can make people do whatever you want. Practice a little fascism in-house and make this singing career go away. That's not fair. It's not fair that we have to listen to this asshole. She wants... It's not fair. It's too much.
Let us see.
Did she sing that Tom Petty song as like a Trump campaign thing? Like he's not backing down or something? He can't back down, especially if he's going down a decline. Then he can't do it without shitting himself. And needed some Provigil or whatever the fuck. Why don't you... She should take some... You know what might help? You should let people take... What is the drug that Elon likes?
Ketamine?
Make people take ketamine if they have to listen to this for their own good. Ever said like what you said. So bad. God, you suck.
Also, we've got... Let me see here. This is a good story.
Okay.
I won't say what party.
Okay. No.
To which this person belongs.
As such.
But a candidate for an open seat.
Nine!
In the Kentucky General Assembly.
Ooh, that's skip. Burn up your crosses!
Was recently arrested.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say diddling, Pat.
By law enforcement.
Kitty porn on the hard drive.
In a neighboring county. Oh, that's why they didn't know who he was. Charged with several crimes.
Several?
53-year-old Brian Ormes was... Well, go ahead.
I was going to guess Republicans, but they are the party of family and law and shit like that, right? So, law and what are they? Family values?
Sure.
Law abiding, law fuckers.
And the Lord.
Oh, and Jesus, too. So it couldn't be a Republican you're about to talk about, but go ahead.
He was booked Monday night on charges of first degree strangulation.
Oh, shit.
Menacing.
Ooh.
And fourth degree assault.
What the fuck?
He's running in the GOP primary. For House District 67, which encompasses most of the city of Newport, just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati.
The
district is currently represented by Representative Rachel Roberts, who is the second highest ranking Democrat in the Kentucky legislature.
And the person running, I'm going to vote for the strangler and the guy. What's it? He's a strangler. And the, I'm voting for the menacing strangler. God.
Details of the crime are scarce.
Oh.
But he was ordered to not contact the alleged victim as part of his bond agreement from Kenton County District Court. And there's an order.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is why I picked the
what
story.
What does this guy do?
And there's an order that he must, quote, stay out of all Walmarts.
Shit, man. Shit. Wait, where are you?
He's fucked, man.
Well, yeah, where are you going to get everything then? What's this guy's name?
He's got to stay out of all Walmarts.
Who is this guy?
What's his name? Brian Ormiz.
Brian, where are you going to get your... Where are you going to get your everything? You can't go to Walmart? You've been banished.
His personal Facebook page shows that he works as an electrician.
Okay.
Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Menacing.
Blah. Oh, look at this. A 2021 document shows he used to previously run Boss Construction, but the company was administratively dissolved in 2020 after it got hit with fines for damaging a gas pipeline in the construction of a retaining wall.
Let's vote for this guy. That should, listen, not only is it that, he's going to strangulate you. Why is it for strangling someone? Why do they say strangulation? It's strangling.
Strangulation.
I feel like that makes it sound not as bad as that. That think about that. That means he put his hands around someone's neck and tries to...
Or something around their neck.
God, and tried to squeeze until they're dead, right?
Yeah,
How's that not attempted fucking murder?
The 53-year-old mostly uses his profile to share memes attacking Biden and the Democratic Party. Though a recent video posted, he accuses his opponent of engaging in a conspiracy to register undocumented immigrants to vote.
Well, listen, it's Brian. That's no strangulation, but sure, that's serious, isn't it?
God. His name is Brian.
You are banished from all Walmarts. You can only go to Target.
The accusation stemmed from her voting, that's his opponent, against a bill to amend Kentucky's constitution to prevent non-citizens from voting because nobody allows non-citizens to vote. So they're like, we don't need a constitutional amendment.
Right. Hey, Brian, go fuck yourself. You're not.
It's performance art.
But listen, you're not even allowed to go to Walmart.
He wrote, folks, this is what it's all about. They want to bring illegals in, give them the right to vote, and change the world as we know it. Help me make Campbell County red again.
Dude, by strangulating them.
I'm going to choke the shit out of you.
Your face turns red with that. You're elected.
Let me see if I can find an update if we have more.
An update?
I want to find out more about the...
Oh, yeah. What?
The strangulation charge.
Are we sure this isn't the same guy that did the Heil Hitler at the Burning Cross?
Oh,
the
a juvenile.
What?
There's more.
It was a child?
A Kentucky state rep candidate has been charged with first-degree strangulation after an alleged incident at a Walmart store.
Oh, my God. At a Walmart, man.
He's also charged with menacing and assault in the fourth degree. The incident happened Monday at 9:40 p.m. when a 17-year-old male reported being assaulted inside Walmart. Ormez admitted to being in an altercation with juveniles because of their unruly behavior in the store.
So you strangled them? What is he running for?
Police said video of the incident shows Ormez placing his hands around the juvenile victim's neck.
Dude.
He's been released on bond. He's running for office in Kentucky District 67.
For a congressperson?
They're state legislature, state assembly.
What is this election makes me think, why does Kentucky need a government if this is who you want to put up to be in it? I mean, God damn. You know what this story, I'm missing the point. You're burying the lead. The story is, if you want to, anybody can run for office if you're a Republican. I mean, anybody. You're menacing at a child.
100%.
You're killing. You're literally trying to kill a child because of unruly behavior. What were they doing?
You should see the picture. See his mugshot. Hard to believe, huh?
I, That guy's scary. That guy, fuck that guy. God, who in the shit is
completely bald with a little gray goat going on, but no chin. He's all, he looks like, you know, do you know King Kong Bundy? Do you know the wrestler?
I've heard of that. He looks like that guy.
Yeah, yeah. You he's got he no neck. He's a big oaf.
You know, it's nice. When I was flying back from Chicago to Florida, there was a connecting flight in, I think, Nashville. And you know, it was easy to find the gate to Pensacola because I'm like, oh, I bet that's the gate. The guy with the five things that matter t-shirt on his back. Like, flag. I don't know. You know, have you seen those t-shirts? It's like flags, family.
Oh, God.
Guns and God and all that shit. That's this guy. Fuck this guy. Fuck that Salt Life motherfucker. That necklace fuck. You know what goes on the back of his neck? I bet he's got Oakley's, and I bet you $1 million that when he's in his Salt Life shirt, he's wearing one of these fishing shirts that have UV protection, and he's got some poor fucking stretched out pair of sunglasses shoved on his neck.
Oh, that are
backwards.
Pressing in the sides of his head.
Oh, and you park backwards too, you fuck. Thank God Walmart banned you. You're one of these assholes at Walmart.
From all Walmarts.
All Walmarts,
not
dude.
Even just that one Walmart.
I've seen so many shitheads in Walmart not get banned. You got banned? You're terrifying.
In Kentucky.
Thank you, Kentucky, for banning this guy from Walmarts. Can he cross the state line and go to a Walmart?
I don't know. I think it says all Walmart.
I'm beginning to sound like a Republican, but how do you enforce this total ban of Walmarts of this guy? How do you enforce this ban?
Well, exactly.
They got to do checks and papers, please. You might be banned.
Maybe they have facial recognition.
How? On his face? What would you recognize? It's nothing but a big pile of white pink skin. He's bald with no neck and barely any features. Good job, Jesus, with this one. Real good job. Wow. Put down the heroin needle, please. You've made enough people. Shit. That guy should have been aborted. No offense, Brian. God. They should have sucked you out, too.
Nice.
You strangulate somebody. What happened in that Walmart?
He was pissed. He was doing stay off my lawn shit. He was upset about some teenagers.
Have you seen these people in these oversized trucks back into parking places in Florida? They do it at Walmart all the time. And it's a flex. I know. I get it. It's a flex for some reason. Because I guess if you're murdering children, you need to have a quick getaway or something.
I guess.
If you look at his, what is he like on Facebook? His about section. I like Nickelback, Jason Aldean, Kid Rock.
No, Nickelback isn't a right winger.
I like Elon Musk's brake trucks that don't eat, they're stainless steel that rust and have hard stops.
I hate that you make me defend Nickelback.
I'm sorry, but
they're not.
They suck.
Not a right wing band.
No. It's just.
Look at this photograph.
Oh, God, isn't that Def Leppard?
No.
Oh, that Def Leppard has a song called Photograph too.
Yes. Also,
that must have been one hell of a day at Walmart. That guy's big as shit. Who saved that kid's life from being killed by this guy? Right?
Yeah.
Votes for him. My God. Republicans, look at yourself. That guy's a monster. Big, pink, gross, gooey-looking monster. Fuck. Tiny little sausage finger.
In other Republican news.
Yes. Oh, God, Rudy.
Excuse me.
Rudy's come on.
Even the sound of Rudy's farts making me sneeze.
Don't come through the equipment, Rudy.
I got a couple of quick Rudy stories here. This is from the other day.
Wait,
I just sneeze again.
It's Rudy. We're starting it so late.
I know.
Damn it.
Rudy Giuliani will be allowed to remain in his Florida condo for now. After a New York bankruptcy judge declined to rule on a motion filed by his creditors that would have forced him to sell the Palm Beach estate. This isn't the New York one. This is his condo in Florida.
Oh, okay.
At the hearing, the judge acknowledged the significant concern that Giuliani was sinking money into the condo that is owed to his numerous creditors, but he said he would hold off on compelling a sale of the estimated $3.5 million property.
Jeez, a $3.5 million property in Florida. What is that? Is it a helipad or something?
Basically, it sounds like he's got no money. Quote, if the court compels the sale of the Florida condominium, then the debtor will be forced to incur expenses for alternative housing. In other words, he doesn't have money to go anywhere else.
But hey, court, what happens to normal people? That's exactly what they have to do.
This is the lawyer statement. Surely the committee does not intend the debtor to join the ranks of the homeless?
He tried. Excuse me, guys. This guy tried to overturn an election. He started a coup, and you want to make sure he has a house? Are you out of your... Yeah. Fuck him!
Payments that he's been making already are rapidly depleting Giuliani's limited assets, which include about $15,000 in cash and $1 million in a retirement account.
What about this guy running all over the place, popping Viagra and sexually assaulting people he employs?
Those are my tits.
Oh, shit. Hermetically seal that asshole in that bunker in Florida just for the good of humanity.
Those are my tits.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
And then the other... this one. Oh, it's so late. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said, quote, the communist states are getting earthquakes, suggesting,
oh, fuck you, Rudy,
quote, someone sending us a message.
Anything is possible.
After the earthquake hit New York on April 5th.
Yes. Is that from your asshole or is that an earthquake? You must be getting messages all the time.
Rudy Giuliani saying, someone trying to send us a message.
Oh, yeah.
About earthquakes.
Thank you, Rudy. Clap for Rudy, everybody. Your asshole is an earthquake.
We left the communist state of New York.
Communist.
And then we were in the state of Connecticut. And we just escaped all of the earthquakes. And then we got to Massachusetts, which... probably had some earthquakes. And we got to New Hampshire with no earthquakes.
Final!
Somebody sending us a message. The communist states are getting earthquakes.
The communist states are getting earthquakes.
She's farting Morse code. The message. My God.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining. We'll be back on Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R. Why is the dog staring at you? At Rated R Comedy.
I'm not doing anything.
On Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or X. Or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed days to thee. We'll hit you again on Friday.
Anything is possible.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.